All right. My name is Jade Warwick, also known as Trash Kid.
So you are the artist who are designing the underpass, the Huzik Street Bridge. What is the concept?
The concept is Black excellence in nature, or BIPOC excellence, I should say, in nature, since there are more folks that are being represented than Black folks. There are Latinx, APISA. And yeah, so I just wanted to just have some diversity in the people that are seen in the art, since we don't really see a lot of art with people in color in it. And I love nature, and it's something that I revel in constantly, so I thought, why not combine the two?
There's some figures here, there's some nature. Could you give some examples of some of the figures that are being painted here?
Yeah, so there's the basketball. One of my favorites is the girl with the basketball in her hand. That's one of my characters that I created that we were working on with my sister Chloe. She's another muralist here who's been working on all my characters with me. Then, which was another one of my favorite, the boxer, the Muay Thai Street Fighter guy with the wraps on his hands. That was one that was inspired by a lot of the folks who I spoke to in Troy. Apparently there are a lot of MMA fighters and boxers that have come out of this area and have been able to succeed through that skill set and through that type of art. So I thought, why not add a little bit of that? And then we have another woman who's a boxer on the opposite side of the MMA guy. And I just wanted to showcase like Black strength. You know, like feminine Black strength, I guess you could say.
You said you spoke to some Troy residents. Yeah. Was that specifically for this project, or was that because of your residence?
Well, both. I always speak to the community regardless of when I put paint in there or when I paint up some walls that are in that community. But this was actually part of the project to make sure that we build that connection with the community, because this one's so vast. It's kind of weird to just like wake up one day and then your community's painted. A gentleman actually in the basketball court asked me like, why now? He's like, why is this all being done now? He's like, why hasn't this been done years ago? And I'm like, well, now artists of color are starting to take the reins and be more vocal about we want change. And I don't think that was really, I know it was possible 10 years ago, but I don't think the systems and the structures in Troy allowed for that. Our voices were kind of pushed to the side. So I'm like, it's happening now because we're speaking louder and we are making our feelings known. And now that people are listening, we're starting to see the growth of our actions and the things we've been kind of fighting for as Black artists and artists of color.
So the Huzik Bridge was a separation in this neighborhood. It destroyed a neighborhood. And could you talk a little bit about the importance of reclaiming this space from somebody who has some roots in the community?
I think it's up to the community to reclaim their space. Of course, the art, you know, brings in a nice, bright touch. It helps uplift, I believe, and it helps give a platform for others to do the same thing. But I do think putting art on here that has pieces of it that are from the community and from the community voice, that alone is reclaiming space. So my goal of this whole project is to hope that the community really claims this art as their own, and therefore they're reclaiming their space. Like, this isn't just my art. Like, yeah, I designed it, I painted a lot of it, but at the end of the day, it's the community's, and I hope that they will find, I don't know, validation and really feel like that this space is their own. Like, this is their art. These are their voices as well, just not my own.
What is the future of this space? There is a basketball court underneath the underpass, and there are plans for a skateboard park. How can this become even more of a community space?
I think there needs to be more seating. There's no seating. I think if that giant like sand lot in there, they put some plants, some seating in there so folks can sit. It's like, okay, well, you have all this beautiful art now, but where are you gonna sit? How do you enjoy it? How do you, you're not just gonna stand and stare at it, you know, all day. You would probably wanna just sit in it or be surrounded by it, but there's no real true accessibility for folks to do that besides on the bus benches, but people have to sit on the bus benches if they're tired and waiting for the bus. So I think if we could add some more nature elements, like true nature elements, some more plants, some more trees, some more nice grass, and some benches and some seating for folks to sit, I think that would really make this space a true community space. And that would probably make the community feel more like they can claim this space if they could actually be, if the space is actually accessible to them.
So this is your first installation to this size?
Yes, it is. I've done a couple giant ones before. My largest one before this one was 60 feet.
What's the process been like for you?
process has been complex, been complicated, but I won't say anything unto that.
How was it to take your 2D artwork and create it into a 3D structure?
I honestly still don't even think it's truly 3D. I mean, I guess I could see it because things have to wrap around. And for that, I'm going to give a shout out to the muralists because they did that. You know, I created it. I painted all the characters along with my sister Chloe. But at the end of the day, the wrapping and everything, that was all the muralists who volunteered to make that executive decision about how this should look. I know a lot of the muralists who are working on site, and I just have a huge trust for them as artists, so I trust any decision the muralists make.
So Chloe, your sister's involved in this. How is family a part of your artwork?
They're always a part of my artwork. We do everything together. There's six of us, and we're like the Wu-Tang clan of art. And I honestly, any art project I do, I try to drag them all in with me. I'm like, let's do it, you know? Like, let our family name be in art. Like, that's something that's been in our family for a long time. My mom's an artist, my dad's an artist, you know, my great-grandma was an artist. So it's like, we're just trying to keep it in the family. Just like how I want these opportunities to be accessible for artists that I'm friends with or artists I don't even know, I want the same for my family as well. So anytime I can work next to my sisters, I try.
Final thoughts on what we should understand about your work here?
Oh, I just hope people just enjoy seeing like BIPOC folks on walls. It's not very often that you see a mural with strictly BIPOC people on it. And that's something that I'm really proud of. And I hope folks see that and appreciate it because it is so rare. I just hope folks just, you know, when they're driving here, they don't see it as a blight or as an obstruction into their community anymore. Because it is weird to have a ginormous freeway literally go through a community. It's very odd. So I know a little bit of paint on the wall is not going to solve a problem, but I hope that it makes the problem more bearable.
And when you see BIPOC being represented, beyond just being represented on the walls, but actually being the facilitators of these projects.
Yes, we only have one BIPOC lead of this project, which would be me. Everyone else is white. So that's been a very interesting learning curve for me, because there is definitely a disconnection between that. But I won't say anything on that. Besides that, but it's just been, I think, a great experience overall. And the artists of color who I have been working with, and artists in general, not of color, whoever, just the artists in general, have been great. Like the muralists, great. I could not ask for a better set of muralists on this team. It's fantastic.
So why aren't more public art projects being led by BIPOC? How should the support systems be changed to create more opportunities?
That will have to be up to the city and the art organizations. Maybe focusing less on tokenism. Like, oh, we got one black artist. We filled our quota up for the day. We did good. Give ourselves a pat on the back. I think that needs to be changed a little bit. Not saying that the art organizations who are working on that are like that at all. Belinda, Liz, they're amazing. They really do make a lot of opportunities for artists of color. But this is more city, I guess you should say. You know, how about we start opening up? Maybe instead of having the black artists and BIPOC artists come to them, they need to start going to the artists. It's not accessible for BIPOC artists always to just come to the city or know the resources or know the people, you know? It's just not an accessible way to do things. So I think the tables need to be switched, and the city and all these organizations need to go out of their way to start reaching out to BIPOC artists versus the other way around. And I think that would help a lot.
Who was the community that chose you?
So I believe the community who got to vote within a certain mile radius of the bridge. And I think one of the reasons I got chosen for this project was because I actually do community work. I'm involved with the community. I know a lot of folks in the community. I think the community sees the work I do. They see that I try to uplift and validate BIPOC folks constantly. And I think they saw that in my art. And I think that's why they chose me as the artist to want to lead this project and put this project on. I've even been told by some people in my DMs and Instagram, like, oh my God, we're so glad that you won, because you were the only design that actually represented people. You know, everyone else, they were like, everyone else was great, but they're like, you were the only one who saw us. How do I get the people in this community to feel validated and amplified through art? That was my one goal throughout the whole process, and I think they saw that.